We welcome you once again to Connoisseur's Corner. I am Jordan Rich. My good friend Anthony Giglio is here. Anthony, the Wine Guide 2011 editor from Food & Wine magazine. And we're looking at wine and its impact on our health. Here's another study, this one from, I guess, the land down under, Australia, on bone loss. Anthony?
It's true, Jordan. Milk may build strong bones, but apparently wine keeps them stronger, according to a report in Wine Spectator. An Australian study published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition says that red wine contributes to stronger bone health in older men when they found a link between improved bone mineral density, or BMD, and red wine consumption in men aged 50 to 80.
Well, there's good news for me, because the only wine I really, really, really enjoy is Shiraz from Australia.
So there you go.
They might have something there. Well, that's an interesting bit of trivia. Not trivia, but an interesting study, because we've been talking about the improvement in the arteries and some of the other functions of the body. Why not the bones?
Yeah, it's true. As BMD goes down, the risk for developing osteoporosis goes up. So drink your red wine, men.
And and drink it heartily with good cheer. Well, that's interesting. And that study comes out of Australia, you say?
Yes, from the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
All of this stuff that we talk about on a regular basis with you only wants me to just relax with a glass of wine and ponder it. Thank you so much, Anthony Giglio, who, of course, is the editor of the Food & Wine magazine Wine Guide 2011 and joins us here on Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.